We'll bring you the July 18th, 2008 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another edition of the Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. If you are a regular listener to the Amateur Radio Newsline, you already know that Emily Stewart, KC0PTL, a 17-year-old student from Leavenworth, Kansas, has been named the 2008 Young Ham of the Year, YOTI. According to YOTI Award Administrator Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, Emily was selected based on her commitment to amateur radio, along with leadership, outreach, and her technical and public service achievements of the amateur radio service to others. She will receive her award as part of the Huntsville Hamfest. More than 24 young people were nominated for this award. Now it's the 22nd year. Here's Bill's interview with Emily, which ends with her learning that she had won the award.
I got involved in amateur radio through my dad after he got his license. I lived in Germany for 4 years because my dad was in the military. I thought it was really cool when he started talking to people overseas in Europe, and Germany was still kind of home to me, so when he started talking to people in Germany, I said, well, I want to do that too. I studied and I took my test and I got my technician in 2003, I believe. Then I just recently got my general class license. I really like satellites. I really like listening to satellite communications. So we have this little satellite antenna. We use a program to track the satellites, and we follow the satellite with the antenna and listen to what people are talking to and who they're talking to and where they're from. We heard all the way from California. So I also really like packet. It's pretty cool.
Do you like the more modern forms of communications?
Yeah.
You did a major demonstration of amateur radio. We arranged for other operators, all group feeders, to talk to students back in 2006.
I was really interested and had that real big fire going for radio, and I wanted to be able to tell my friends about it, and I couldn't really explain to them in a way that they could really understand it, so like the way I learned was visually. So I thought being able to visually demonstrate it to my friends at school would help them understand it more. So I talked to my dad, and he got me in contact with some people around Leavenworth with our club. We told them, well, can you be on this frequency? This certain time we'll be calling you, and you can talk to different classmates. And so we brought some handhelds in, brought a regular setup, our ICOM radio. I forgot what antenna we brought. We had that indoors, and we showed them, you know, how far away you could listen to, and then we took them outside, and they got to talk on the radio. They had a lot of fun with that, so in sixth grade, so I did it again in seventh grade, and that had a pretty good turnout as well.
I understand that your assistant section manager for youth in the Kansas section. How did that come about, and what do you do in that role?
I actually wanted to promote radio. Like I said, I really wanted to be able to explain it to my friends, and I wanted to be able to show younger kids that this is not just dad or granddad's hobby. So I talked to my dad about it, and I'd actually heard about the position from Andrea Hartledge,
who was one of our former Young Ham of the Year winners.
My dad told me about her. He got me in contact with Mr. Ron Callen, who's our state section manager. And I told him that I'd heard about Andrea's position and that I was interested in doing the same thing. And he said, well, you're the first person that's ever come to us about that, so we'll go ahead and put you in for that position. So that's how I did it.
And what have you done since?
I've been to 2 Kansas State conventions in Salina, and I run a youth table there. We have different activities like a scavenger hunt and Are You Smarter Than a Technician, which is like Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And then we use a technician's question pool. We also do a thing called Dot Your County, where people can come up and literally stick a dot on a giant map of Kansas, and it's got different counties. Kansas in there, and then we total it up, and then we put it on an electronic map and send it out through the ARRL website for the Kansas section news about a month after the convention when we have everything totaled up. I've also been to 2 Dayton Hamventions. I help run the youth table with Andrea and several other volunteers there.
She's a go-getter, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I texted her yesterday, and I was just like, I'm a finalist, and I didn't even know I was nominated.
Well, that's the whole idea. You're not supposed to know you're nominated until we call you.
I was really surprised.
Well, I'm glad you were surprised, and I hope you're happy, and we'll see where this goes. You talked about Dayton, and you also helped organize the youth dinner.
Not this past year, but the year before wasn't so much of a problem because we did it at a restaurant, and it was like an all-you-can-eat buffet. somebody had already taken care of just making the reservations. But this year we actually were at the Dayton Amateur Radio Association's place. They offered us their facilities, and
the
so that's
station,
where we stayed.
Yeah, that's very, very beautiful station they have.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And so they said, well, we'll let you stay there, no charge. And we actually had to order food through other people, so that took a lot of teamwork. So I helped out with making sure the orders were straight, making sure we had enough money, tickets and prizes and stuff like that.
Tell us a little bit about your work with ARES.
I'm absolutely in love with weather. I think it's just a really awesome phenomenon that happens. And my dad would sometimes take me out with him to go storm spotting. I decided that I wanted to have some training, so I took a couple of online courses, emergency communications. Either I will go out with my dad when we get called out to do some storm chasing, or I will stay at home and do spotting from home just in case if something like really nasty does happen, then that way I'm home with my mom. It's just a really cool experience, and I like being able to report like storm damage and stuff. We've had some pretty interesting things happen.
You think that might lead you to a career in weather forecasting or something?
I might stay in weather, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to go into pharmacy. I'm already a registered technician with the state of Kansas.
How old are you?
I'm 17. You don't have to have formal schooling to become a technician. Kansas doesn't have an age limit on pharmacy techs. You just have to be able to pass the test, and you have to get such a percentage, and then you can get licensed after a background check and stuff like that.
You're listening to Bill Pasternak's interview with the 2008 Young Ham of the Year, Emily Stewart, KC0PTL. You'll hear her reaction to winning the award in a moment. This is the Rain Report, the weekly audio ham radio feature magazine of Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. We'll be back in a jiffy.
Have you done anything ham radio-wise in your school?
I have two friends, but they've already graduated. We tried to get a club started, but we couldn't get enough people interested. But I'm hoping that I can get enough underclassmen interested in by the end of my senior year that we can get a sponsor, because we can't have a club without a sponsor. But we tried to start a club, and that didn't really work out too well because we couldn't find an adult sponsor. We had, I forgot what it was called, but it was like this emergency preparedness thing where we would be simulating a biohazard or like a bioterrorist, something like that. Or if it was just like this big epidemic, my school would be a distribution center or like an immunization center where they'd like help people who had been like affected by this disease or whatever. Our emergency manager didn't really know where he was going and like how to be able to wrap a line of people around to where we could be able to keep as many people as possible inside instead of outside. I was able to show him where we'd be able to store things and how to line people throughout the school in an organized fashion to where we could get them up to the gymnasium and keep as many people in the school as possible. That's something that I've done with the school. We have JROTC people there too, helping out. Just really been trying to promote radio since I'm the only radio operator, I think, left in school. So I'm just trying to do my job as the assistant section manager for youth activities and promote it in school.
Other than ham radio, what other interests do you have?
Well, I really like volunteering at the pharmacy. It's a lot of fun. It's a really rewarding experience. I'm also quite a space nerd. I had gone to space camp since, like, sixth grade. My second cousin was an astronaut, too, so it kind of runs in the family. So I really like watching NASA activities and what they do and what they've been doing. I'm also really into astronomy, and that's another thing that my dad and I do. We volunteer at an observatory about an hour away from Leavenworth, and we work a public night there. And I'm also involved in our international club at school. Basically, what we do is we attend a or foreign exchange students a chance to network with other people who may speak their language, or, you know, may share same customer from the same country, then they'll be able to network with each other, and they'd have some friends that they can go to and just have different friends that they can share experiences with, be able to have a place that they can go where they feel comfortable being from their country and not being seen as so much as an immigrant.
You do have a very, very interesting array of outside interests, don't you? Which astronaut is your cousin?
Robert Stewart. He flew on the Challenger mission that tested the man maneuvering unit. I forgot what Atlantis mission. But he's flown on 2 space shuttle missions.
You said that you like to go to space camp, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually leaving for my last space camp next Wednesday. We go from Hutchinson, Kansas to Arkansas and then back to Kansas. And in Arkansas, we get to scuba dive and fly a plane and do stuff like that. And so I'm really excited for it.
Have you ever been to space camp in Huntsville?
No, we haven't made it down there. But I think part of our camp this year is hosted in Huntsville.
Would you like to go to space camp in Huntsville one time?
I'm not really sure. It just kind of depends on what they do there. I really like the Hutchinson camp, but haven't heard too much about Huntsville to like really know if I'm interested in it.
Well, I think you may get the chance to go because we've kind of been stringing you along a little bit because actually about last weekend you were chosen to get the Young Ham of the Year Award for 2008.
Are you serious?
Very, very serious, and part of it is you get to go to space camp on us.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much. Hey Mom, guess what? I got it. Oh my gosh, I think I want to cry. This is really nice. Oh my gosh. This is really, really awesome. I'm really shocked.
I'll tell you a little bit about what you get. First of all, you're going to get to go to the Huntsville Ham Fest, which is the third weekend in August. Actually, Yaesu pays for you to fly there, puts you up at the hotel, and gives you a radio. I don't know what radio they're going to give you, but
you
get to go to space camp. You can either go at that time or get a certificate to go back at a later time.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much. I'm really flattered.
That was Leavenworth, Kansas student, 17-year-old Emily Stewart, KC0PTL. Recipient of the 2008 Young Ham of the Year Award. She was interviewed by Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2008. RAIN. All rights reserved. Now for RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Hawley, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com.